City, Texas. Renison said he remembered the case well. In 2006, a man named Tom Bargus had contacted lottery law enforcement with a suspicious story. Bargus owned 44 fireworks stands. Twice a year, after the 4th of July and New Year's, he handled enormous amounts of cash. A man he knew, a local justice of the peace, called Bargus around New Year's and said, "I got $500,000 in cash that I want to swap with your money." What's a justice of the peace who makes around $35,000 a year doing with that much cash? Bargus thought. Suspicious, he called the police, who called the FBI. Soon, agents listened in as Bargus met with the justice of the peace, Tommy Tipton. Tommy pulled out a briefcase filled with $450,000 in cash, still in Federal Reserve wrappers, and swapped $100,000 of it for Bargus's worn circulated bills. The FBI then went to work investigating the serial numbers on the new bills. A few months later, Renison went to see Tommy. He said that he had hit the lottery, but it was on the outs with his wife and trying to keep the winnings from her. A friend had claimed a $568,990 prize in exchange for 10% of the money. At the time, it all seemed to add up, and the Tommy Tipton case was closed. Now Sand suspected that there was even more illicit claimed tickets out there. He knew from experience that white-collar criminals aren't usually caught on their first attempt. In fact, a $783,257.72 jackpot from a Wisconsin lottery drawing on December 29, 2007, had been claimed by a Texas man named Robert Rhodes, Eddie Thompson's best friend. On November 23, 2011, Kyle Kahn from Hemp Hill, Texas, won $644,478 in the Oklahoma lottery. Sand saw that Tommy Tipton had three Facebook friends named Kahn. He got a list of possible phone numbers and cross-referenced them with Tommy's cell phone records. Another hit. Two winning Kansas lottery tickets with 15,402 payouts were purchased on December 23, 2010, the day Eddie bought the Iowa ticket. Cell phone records indicated he was driving through Kansas on the way to Texas for the holidays. One of the winning tickets was claimed by a Texan named Christopher McGlowski, the other by an Iowan named Amy Warwick. Each was a friend of Eddie's. One morning, Sand and an investigator knocked on Warwick's door. She told him Eddie had said he wasn't able to claim a winning lottery ticket because of his job. If she could claim it, he'd said, she could keep a portion of a gift for her recent engagement.